Here we are in the holiday week between Christmas and New Year's. Mike and Kim Burge along with you on the Good Stuff program and reminding you, what if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all of those things you need information about? Ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture, rodeo. Ever wish you had that in a single source? Well, Tri-State Livestock News will do that for you. Stay informed and stay ahead of the game. With Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read. Online at tsln.com.
And a happy new year to everybody from Lemon Livestock with their regular sale every Wednesday and Saturday. Happy new year from Paul Huffman and the staff and from Rick and Lynn Shippey in Winter, South Dakota. They're buying, selling, or auctioning land. It's Shippey Realty in Winter, and they say a happy new year as well, along with, of course, Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read, and they hope you have a great 2024.
Well, I know we're past Christmas by a few days, but I have some little Santa humor things for you. Would you allow me to share a couple of those?
Absolutely. Go for it.
All right. Now, you think about these, everyone. Number one, how much did Santa's sleigh cost?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know.
It was on the house.
Ha, 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 ha. I see where you're going with this. All right.
What nationality is Santa Claus? North Polish. You were close.
Oh, I was very close.
Why does Santa go through the chimney?
The house is locked?
Because it suits him.
Oh, ha, ha, ha.
What kind of motorcycle does Santa ride? A Holley Davidson?
Oh, very good, very good.
What was wrong with the Grinch on Christmas? He was feeling claustrophobic.
Ha, ha, ha.
Couple more.
These are cute, though.
I know. You can use these at coffee or lunch or something.
There you go.
Who is Santa's least favorite reindeer?
Not Blitzen. I think he likes Blitzen.
Rudolph.
Oh, very good.
Okay. Why don't you ever see Santa Claus in the hospital? Well, because he has private health care. Okay. What are you going to share today?
What can I even say after that? Okay. A young investigator from the town of Cumberland submitted the attached letter requesting a DNA analysis be conducted on a partially eaten cookie and carrot remains she acquired on the morning of December 25th for possible DNA evidence of Santa Claus, also known as Kris Kringle, also known as St. Nicholas, also known as St. Nick, and or one of his nine reindeer. I took this sample of a cookie and carrots that I left for Santa and the reindeer on Christmas Eve, and I was wondering if you could take a sample of DNA and see if Santa is real, the girl wrote. She then forwarded this evidence to the state's Department of Health Forensic Science Unit for analysis. This young lady obviously has a keen sense for truth in the investigative process and did a tremendous job packaging her evidence for submission. We will do our very best to provide answers for her. The Cumberland Police Department said it's awaiting test results and asked residents to stay tuned for more information. While the police department awaits the results, the department has been in contact with this future CPD detective and provided her with some already uncovered evidence in support of Santa Claus's presence in her neighborhood the night of December 24th.
Oh, so are we going to find out the rest of the story?
Well, I don't know. I hope so. They say that they're doing evidence, but it takes a while for DNA. I don't know. I don't think it takes as long if you're on a TV show, but I think in reality it takes a while to get those results back.
Okay, well, since we're heading into the New Year's holiday, how about a few jokes and puns about New Year's?
Huh? That sounds very fitting. Perfect.
What is a New Year's resolution? Well, it's something that goes in one year and out the other.
Oh, that's funny. I like that. What do snowmen like to do on New Year's Eve?
Chill out.
You're right. You're exactly right.
I read that one before.
Yeah, that's right.
Youth is when you're allowed to stay up on New Year's Eve. Middle age is when you're forced to.
And when you're older than that, you get to go to bed when you want.
That's right. You don't even worry about New Year's Eve anymore.
Oh, what do New Year's Day parades have in common with Santa Claus?
I don't know.
No one is awake to see either one of them.
Okay. Well, a few more of those on a future edition of the Good Stuff program. We want to wish everyone a very happy new year from ourselves, Mike and Kim Burge here with the Good Stuff program. If you think in 2024 that advertising on the Good Stuff program would be good for you and your company, give us a shout out at kimhburge@gmail.com. Thanks for listening to this edition of the Good Stuff.